We live, we love, we serve.
Won't you open your Bibles or your Bible apps with me and go ahead down to the book of Philippians. Amen. When you get to the book, go to chapter 3 for me. And we will be reading verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Just two short verses, they read as such. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it. But one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal, towards the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. I'll read that one more time. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I've laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal, towards the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we are here today grateful. Grateful simply for another day, God. Grateful to be here in this moment, God. Grateful that each and every day you show us that you don't play about us, God. Grateful that your love, your grace, your mercy simply follows us wherever we go, God. You've done so much for us, God, just simply this week, God, that we can't even thank you enough for it, God. God, you just continue just to shock and surprise us with you just simply being who you are, God. So have your way in this moment, God. Fall afresh all over this place, God. Somebody is here today because they need to hear a word from you. So do what you do best, God. Be God all by yourself in this moment, God. Take everything that you need right now and give it back to us, God. God, be with us right now. Cover me in this moment, God. Remove anything that's not of you so that your word may be pressed forward, God. Somebody is here today because they need to hear a word from you, God. So once again, we are standing in anticipation of all the goodness that's going to come out of this moment. God, have your way. Have your way. And we will simply say thank you, we love you, and amen. FCBC, do me a favor. Turn to your neighbor and simply tell him this. Neighbor, don't bring this into that. Now turn to your other neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, don't bring this into that. You may have a seat. Family, I know it doesn't really feel like it right now for these next few days, but it did last week, and spring is here. I don't know if y'all are as excited about that thought, but spring is here. And I don't know about y'all, but this past winter didn't just feel like a season. It felt like a whole experience borderlining on abuse. It was a long, cold winter. We got some snow and we got some ice, but guess what? Spring is here. There were times that you wanted to call out of work because the single-digit temperatures seemed like they were too much for us, but now spring is here. Moments when you woke up, got ready for work, and just stood there looking at your coat, asking yourself, do I really have to go to work today? Because it felt like every time you stepped outside, you weren't just stepping into cold weather, you were stepping into resistance. Cold wind hitting your face, winds pushing you back layers upon layers just to function. Some of us had to double up. Some of us had to triple up. I'm talking long johns, hoodies, undercoat, scarf around necks, gloves on hand, just to survive the frigid weather for the day. But now, spring is here. Terrible temperatures with even worse real feels, ice on the ground that made every step uncertain. You didn't even know which way to step. You had to be careful. You couldn't move around at your normal pace. You had to be cautious because one wrong step, and now you're a meme on the internet. But guess what? Spring is here. But here's the thing, in the midst of winter, after a while, just like every other year, you start adjusting to it. You started dressing for the cold. You started planning for it, expecting it, getting your mind right for it until it became a normal thing for you. The cold became normal. Layers became necessary. Surviving the winter became an everyday routine. But guess what, family? Spring is here. And when spring gets here, something shifts. The sun starts to feel a little different. The air starts to feel a little different. The flowers start to bloom. The temperatures on your phone start to rise. The bugs come back. And when you walk outside, a smile comes on your face because before you know it, you don't need all those layers anymore. You don't need that hat. You don't need that glove. You don't need that scarf, that coat, because spring is here. But here is the issue for some of us. The season has changed, but we are still dressed for the winter. Still dressed in those layers that we needed before but don't need now. Still carrying what helped us survive into this season when we were supposed to be letting it go. Still thinking that we need to prepare mentally for issues that don't even exist in this season anymore. Still carrying weight of last season into this season, and that's the danger right there, because what protected you in one season can restrict you in the next. Family, when God is calling you and moving you forward into your new season, you have to know that you can't bring stuff from last season with you. Listen, you're entering a season of love. You're entering a season of healing. You're entering a season of peace. You're entering a season of growth, but you won't be able to move forward with those things if you're still holding on to things from last season. Because whether you know it or not, you have missed out on several things in your life because you refuse to let go of things that no longer serve you anymore. If God is calling you to grow, you have to be willing to lean on your faith and lean on your trust in God to know that where God is taking me is better than where God has me leaving. What God has for you is for you, but the only way you'll be able to get there is by letting go of the things that carried you in your last season. You have to recognize that this season has changed and God now wants you to grow. You have people in here still stuck on last season problems. Old pain, old identity, old labels, old situationships, old relationships, old versions of themselves that God has already outgrown. Let me tell you something, you're not stuck because God left you or because God stopped moving in your life. You're stuck because you keep looking back and you won't stop. There are things in your old seasons that have done their jobs in helping you grow, but they can no longer serve you. They can no longer do anything else for you because that season is over and family, spring is here. Some of us don't really have the problems we think or say we have. We just have a releasing problem. Refusing to recognize that it's time to let some things, some situations, and some people go because they no longer can serve us in our growth. But right now, I want to tell you that as you move forward into your new season, God is telling you to let go of those old things and embrace your growth. Embrace your growth and let go of those old things because you don't need them in this season, family. Family, stay with me for a second. I was at the pet store one day. I got a big fish tank and I was getting stuff for it. But when I go to the pet stores, I'd like to just go browsing around to see what other creatures are in there. And this day I happened to go to the reptile section, and that included, you know, snakes and lizards and such. And I saw something very interesting. I saw that all the reptiles, big and small, were all in different processes of shedding their skin. So I did a little research, Shedding of the skin is a built-in process for reptiles where in order for these creatures to grow, they have to shed their skin. Stay with me, it gets a little more interesting. They don't shed it because they want to. They shed it because they've outgrown the skin that they're currently in. The same skin that won't fit them no longer does. The same skin that once protected them no longer can. The same skin that once helped them survive can no longer benefit them in any way because that skin is now dead. That dead skin can get tight, and if they don't shed it, that skin can start to restrict them. It can start to limit their movement. It can start to make them uncomfortable. And here it is, when it's time to shed their skin, especially in the wild, they don't have any help, and it's not a smooth process. They don't just wake up one day and the old skin falls off like loose clothing. No, they got to work through it. They have to start rubbing their bodies against rough surfaces like rocks and branches and anything with resistance, because they need some external help to break what they cannot remove on their own. And as they keep rubbing, as they keep pressing, as they keep moving through the discomfort, their old skin will start to crack and peel off, and it will come off piece by piece. But it's not pretty, and it's not fast, and it's definitely not comfortable. And if they don't shed it properly, that old skin doesn't just sit there harmlessly. I'll come back to that. But it starts to contract them. It will cut off their circulation to different body parts, and it will start to interfere with their growth. And it could even lead to infection and eventually death. And FCBC, I couldn't help but wonder how many of us are up in here trying to step into a new season while still wearing old skin. Still holding on to what we've outgrown, still holding on to people who've already shown us who they are, still holding on to situations that won't go how we want them to, still carrying what used to protect us, but now in this new season, it is restricting us. What fit you last season won't fit you in this new season. And the problem isn't that God isn't opening something new. The problem isn't that God isn't opening doors for you. The problem is that you haven't let go of what was old. I don't care if it was 2 months ago, last month, last week, or yesterday. You haven't let go of it yet. This is why Paul says in the scripture, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Here we go. You see, in this verse, Paul isn't just saying forget what's behind. He keeps pushing us. He says, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward, I press on. We're going to break down some words, because we're not going to skip the word straining in here. That's not an easy word. It's not a nice word. It's not comfortable language. It means it will take some effort. It means that it's going to stretch you. It means that it's going to cause some tension in your life, and it means that it won't be easy, because every moment of growth in your life will require something from you. And once again, reptiles don't just casually shed. It isn't an easy thing. They have to work their way through it. They've got to rub against some rough places, and they've got to push through some discomfort until what is only there is hanging from them and finally breaks off. And if I may, can I suggest to some of you that the friction you're experiencing in your life isn't the enemy. The friction you're experiencing in life is just your process, your personal process of God using friction to free you of what you're hanging on to. Because you can't strain forward if you're still clinging to the things you were supposed to leave behind. You can't reach for what's ahead if you're still holding on to what is behind you. And that's the hard spot a lot of us are in right now. We want that, but we're still gripping on to this. We want new opportunities, but we have old thinking. We want new relationships, but with old wounds. We want to go to new levels, but we're still clinging to old habits. And you can't just step into these things casually. You've got to be stretched for it, because the truth is that this new season you're entering doesn't just require faith. It requires you to form yourself in new ways, new disciplines, new mindsets, new obedience, new habits, new boundaries, new goals, and new systems. And here's what you have to do, family. You have to decide if you're willing to be uncomfortable long enough to become what God is calling you to be in this new season. Paul tells us, I'm straining and I'm pressing. He's telling us that he feels it. He's telling us that it's not easy, and that it means that it will pull something out of you. God isn't simply going to call you. God is going to stretch you as you move forward. Now, here's the reality. Paul doesn't just say forget. He doesn't just also say strain. He says, I press on towards the goal. And that word press matters, because pressing suggests that there's going to be some resistance against you. Pressing suggests there's going to be some weight. Pressing suggests that while you're trying to move forward, something is going to be trying to slow you down. But despite it all, you've made up in your mind, I'm going to press forward anyway. But once again, here is the issue, family. You can't press forward if you're still focused on carrying what's behind you.
You can't move with focus if your hands are full of things God already told you to drop. Because once again, when the reptile sheds its skin, when the reptile doesn't shed its skin properly, that old skin doesn't just sit there. It starts to tighten, it starts to restrict, it starts to immobilize them, it starts to interfere with how it moves, how it grows, and how it lives. What used to protect it now becomes a problem. And that's where some of us are right now. It's not that God hasn't opened doors. It's not that God hasn't made a way. It's that we're still trying to walk into that while holding on to this. Old habits, trying to get new opportunities. Old wounds, bringing them up in new relationships. Old insecurities, bringing them up in new assignments. Old survival mode in a season where God is trying to teach you how to live. And if we're being honest, some of us have gotten so used to carrying it that we don't even realize how heavy it is anymore. We've learned to function with it. We've learned to smile with it. We've learned to serve with it, even worship with it, all while being weighed down by it. But just because you've learned how to manage it doesn't mean you were meant to keep it. Some of us aren't under attack from anybody. We're just under restriction that we're causing because we won't let things go. Because what you refuse to release will eventually restrict your ability to move forward. It will distort how you see yourself. It will change how you handle what God gives you next. And if you don't deal with it now, you'll carry it into spaces that require a different version of you. And then you'll enter those spaces wondering why it feels like you don't fit where you prayed to be. Paul says, "I press," which simply means I've made a decision. I've set my focus. I've let go of some things so I can fully grab hold of what's ahead. And that's what this whole word is about today. Once again, don't bring this into that family. Don't bring yesterday's pain into tomorrow's promise. Don't bring old thinking into new levels God is calling you to. Don't bring last season's fear into this season of favor. Don't bring old solutions into your new problems, because what you can carry can cancel where you're called. And some of us are asking God to elevate us while holding on to things that cannot survive where we're going. If it didn't make it into your future, today is the day that you stop dragging it out of your past. If God didn't assign it in your next season, today is the day that you stop giving it space in your present season, because you've got somewhere to go. You've got something to become. You've got a calling to walk into. You've got a season you need to fully enter, but you cannot press forward while carrying what's trying to pull you back. But here is the good news. This isn't just about what you have to let go of. It's about what you need to step into. Paul doesn't just say, "I let go." He doesn't just say, "I strain." He says, "I press towards the goal for the prize of the call of God and Jesus Christ." In other words, there is something ahead of me that's worth it. There's something ahead of me that's worth the struggle of pressing on. There's something ahead of me that's worth the strain of pressing on. There's something in front of me that's greater than what is behind me. And what you've got to settle in your spirit is that that is going to be better than this. What God has ahead of you is greater than anything you're holding on to. What God has ahead of you is better than what's behind you. Because once a reptile sheds its skin, it doesn't go back and pick up that old skin. It doesn't try to reattach it. It doesn't carry it around saying, "Just in case I need it." No, it leaves it behind. It moves forward fully exposed, but fully free. And can I be honest, that exposed feeling is what scares us, because we get so used to hiding in what we carried. We get so used to hiding behind that person we thought would protect us, used to holding on to old things just because we're comfortable with it, used to using it as a shield, as a defense, as a reason. But what you need to understand is that freedom will always feel unfamiliar at first, especially when you've been functioning in survival mode for such a long time. Some of us are afraid to let go because we don't know who we are without this. Don't know who we are without the hurt. Don't know who we are without the defense mechanisms. Don't know who we are without that version of ourselves we just built to survive. But the truth is that that version of yourself may have got you here, but it's not the version that's going to take you there. God is not asking you to become someone else. God is simply asking you to step into who you were always meant to be. Stepping into that means you walk a little differently. Stepping into that means you talk a little differently. Stepping into that means you're thinking a little differently, responding a little differently, trusting God at a new level. It means when opportunities show up, you don't shrink back. It means when doors open, you don't second guess where to go. It means when God calls you, you don't hesitate. It means when fear shows up, you don't entertain it. It means when doubt starts talking to you, you don't listen to it. It means when the past tries to pull you back, you don't answer it. It means when you walk like you belong here, it means you stand in what God says, even if you don't feel ready. It means that you move with confidence, not because of you, because you know who sent you. And when God is on your side, there's no reason to doubt, no reason to fear. You just keep moving. It means you stop apologizing for what God anointed. It means you stop downplaying yourself because God is still developing you. It means you stop shrinking in spaces God called you to fit. And it means you trust God in real time. It means you take the next step even when you can't see where the staircase is leading you to. It means you say yes without needing any and every detail, family. It means you stop negotiating what God told you to release. It means you stop revisiting what God already brought you out of. It means you stop entertaining what no longer aligns with who you become, because this is your season, family. This is your moment, family. This is your time to shed some new things. This is your time to move, not moving, stuck, not being hesitant, not carrying the weight of what you never were meant to carry into this space. So once again, family, don't bring this into that. Don't bring doubt into your destiny. Don't bring fear into your favor. Don't bring old versions of yourself into new places God is calling you to. Don't bring insecurity into spaces that God has qualified you for. Don't bring comparison into a calling that is uniquely yours. Don't bring hesitation into a moment that God has already ordained. Don't bring survival mode into seasons of abundance. Don't bring scarcity thinking into a God-sized assignment. Don't bring a small vision into a big calling. Don't bring what broke you into what's about to bless you. Don't bring what drains you into what's meant to develop you. Don't bring what almost destroyed you into what God is using to define you. Climb into your celebration moment. Release what is holding you back. Because when you finally let go, you'll realize I can breathe again. I can move again. I can grow. Again, you're not restricted anymore. You're not bounded anymore. You're not carrying what was never meant to go with you. And that's what the other side of your release looks like. It's a freedom you haven't experienced yet. It's a clarity that you've been waiting for. It's a confidence that only comes when you stop looking back and you fully step into what God has ahead for you. Stepping into what God has ahead for you is scary, but it's necessary. Letting go of what's holding you back, leaving people who are trying to call you back. You got to move forward in this season. Stop trying to bring this into that, family. You got to let go of some things on today. You got to release some things on today. You got to know you can't move forward with some things on today. It doesn't matter if it's things, situations, or people. Let them go in this season, because what God has ahead of you is better than what's behind you. When God is pulling you towards, it's better than God's pulling you away from. And you've got to trust and know, because God did it before, God will do it again. There's never been a moment where God pulled you from something that you needed. There's never been a moment where God's removed some things that you needed. So keep asking God for clarity. Keep asking God for those things, because that clarity doesn't always come before obedience. Sometimes it comes when you let some things go. That clarity comes when you let some things go. Your next step doesn't always make sense when you're still carrying old things, but it's going to make sense once you release those old things and your hands are finally free to grab what's ahead of you. Now I wonder, family, how many doors we've delayed, how many prayers we've prolonged, not because God said no, but because we said, I'll go, but I'm bringing this with me. But when God says, where I'm taking you, there's no room for that. You need to believe it. Not because I'm trying to take something from you, not because I'm trying to give something to you. And your hands can't receive that when you're still holding on to this. So don't bring that into this, family. Family, on today, I don't know what your this is, but you do. You know what you've been carrying. You know what you've been holding on to. You know what you've been dragging from season to season, but this is your time to release it. Some of it you needed back then, but you don't need it now. Some of it helped you survive last season, but you don't need it now. Some of it protected you when you didn't know what else to do, but hear me today, just because it helped you survive doesn't mean it's supposed to go on with you as you live. Today, God is not asking you to figure it all out. God is simply telling you to let go. Let go of those things. You've got somewhere to go, family. There's a goal you have in front of you that you need to get to. There's a calling in your life. There's a that with your name on it. There's something better ahead, but you cannot press forward while holding on to what's holding you back. So if this is fear, I need you to leave it on today. If your this is bitterness, I need you to leave it on today. If this is the old version of you, I need you to leave it on today. If this is what they said about you, I need you to leave it on today. If this is what you went through, I need you to leave it on today. Don't bring this into that. Don't bring this into that. Don't bring this into this new season of life, because where you're going requires a freer you. Where you're going requires a lighter you. Where you're going requires a healed you. So let it go. You've outgrown it. That's why it feels tight right now. That's why it feels uncomfortable right now. That's why it doesn't fit like it used to. But you're not breaking down, you're breaking out, family. You're letting go of some things you don't need anymore. Come on, turn to your neighbor, tell him, I'm not bringing that with me. I'm leaving it behind, because this is a new season, family. New grace, new doors, new opportunities, new love, new peace, new shape of mind. I need you to declare it on today. I refuse to let what was rob me of what is. It doesn't belong where you're going, so don't bring it, family. Leave it where it is. Stop trying to force things into a new season with you. They don't want to go with you. Leave them where they are, because they wouldn't be able to handle God's blessing for you anyway. Don't bring it into this season. Let it go. You feel so weighted down right now in life, not realizing that you're holding on to the weight itself. Let it go, family. This is a new season. God is opening doors, but you just need to make the move to let go of some things so you can move forward. Amen. 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 Won't we all stand on this morning? Won't we all stand on this morning? If you're here today and there's something that you need to release in this season, something you need to leave in this season, something you need to leave in this building before you head out, I encourage you to come down on today, because this is your moment to let it go. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we're holding so tight onto what we don't want to let go that it's causing us damage. But in this season, you got to let some things go, because you can't bring everything with you. If we're being honest, you don't even need everything you're trying to bring with you. Lighten your load so God can take you where God needs you to be. But once again, it's going to be hard to be there if you're holding on to things that no longer serve you, holding on to people who are not good for you, holding on to situations that don't seem like they will be beneficial for your future. You got to let some things go. This is your moment to let some things go so you can step into what God has for you next. Step in fully, step in freely, and step in knowing that I'm not holding on to anything that I don't need. I'm only holding on to God. Because God, I trust you, and God, I have faith that where you're taking me is going to be better than where I'm leaving.